This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Tuesday, October 31st, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. Public Services International, the global union which represents public sector workers in the world, is holding its International Congress this week in Geneva. One of the pre-Congress sessions focused on the rights of LGBTQ workers. Sandra Vermaarten, the PSI head of campaign, spoke to the delegates attending the session.
We must combat antisocial policies that aim to divide workers to exploit us. While inequality and precarious work is on the rise all over the world and public services are being attacked by austerity and privatization schemes, we need to reach out to all workers and stand united to protect current and future generations. Public service workers have an important role to play in terms of providing public services on the basis of equality and delivering human rights for all, promoting social and economic justice. In 2017, unfortunately, we're seeing an unprecedented attack on public sector unions and public services. Ensuing inequality and social crisis must be addressed urgently and is one of the causes of the growing discrimination further fueled by populist politicians. And I think we'll hear today in our meeting also a lot of these transversal issues, the impact of privatization, the importance of public health for LGBT workers. Fighting discrimination means challenging governments and supporting organizations that are the voice of those who are marginalized. While LGBT and transgendered workers and human rights are better protected now than ever before in many countries, discrimination and violence against LGBT people is on the rise again, both in the Western and in the developing world. So we continue to forcefully condemn increasing intolerance and attacks on the rights of LGBT people. We have to maintain our position that human rights are not negotiable and that governments must have the political courage to tackle discrimination in all its multiple forms instead of promoting it through legislation. Legislation, as we all know, is not enough to make the real change. We have to change the culture. We have to change from within, and also we have to change the trade unions from within in order to stand up together.
October 31st is World Cities Day. The PSI is using the day to highlight the contributions municipal workers make towards the development of safe, healthy, sustainable municipalities. Daria Cibrario is the PSI's local and regional development officer.
We've decided that that's a really good opportunity for PSI and its affiliate all over the world to celebrate the hard labor and the everyday work that municipal and local government workers do in cities, local communities, and their territories, metropolitan areas, every single day. So that's why we've actually picked this day, which was established in 2014 by the United Nations, as a good opportunity to launch this campaign, which actually makes the faces and jobs of municipal workers visible to the wider public. This is not often very well known. When we talk about municipal workers, people probably immediately think about public administration clerks, where you go get your certificate or ID. They're actually much, much more than that. For instance, in Canada, CUPE, the Canadian Union of Public Sector Workers, has identified over 8,000 municipal and local government jobs. And of course, within those, there is not only local public administration, but there are many essential urban services, such as municipal waste collection and management. There are some water services, public utilities, that in some countries are managed at a local level, but also other jobs that people would not immediately realize are actually carried out by local government, such as road work, of course, municipal police, but also, for instance, funeral services or the maintenance of green parks and natural parks.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labour will be reporting directly from the PSI Congress in Geneva throughout the week. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.